This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for a Thursday afternoon. There's a whole lot happening in the world of weather, and Mike Tenner is here now from T-Storm Weather in Chicago to tell us a little bit about that. Over the weekend, there was some rainfall in Argentina. How widespread and helpful might that have been to the crops there?
We would classify that rain as a non-event. It really didn't do much of anything to the corn or the soybean crop down there. And the reason we say that is because of the proprietary data that we collect in-house. What we're looking at is the amount of rain that's fallen over the last 14, 30, 60, and 90-day periods, weighted by their second crop corn production, or at least the corn that's planted later in the year, starting in December, and also their soybean production. If we look at rainfall over those periods and then weight it by corn and soybean production, we don't see any change in the coverage of drought. And that's because it was so dry leading into that period that the little bit of rain we did see, didn't even cause the proportions that were dry to diminish. Essentially, we just see dry weather having occurred for the last 30, 60, 90 days, all those periods, just nothing happened. So in our minds, we know that that means that the rain did not do anything. And we need a lot more, and the growing season's coming to an end.
Any reason to believe that next weekend will change things?
Well, we will see some rain in the northern areas tomorrow night and Saturday. Some pretty decent rainfall, too, on the order of 1 to 2 inches. But keep in mind, Todd, we're getting late in the year here, and these northern areas only account for about 10% of soybean production. So if you want to make an argument that this is going to mean something big, you're only talking about a very small proportion of the crop. And we would argue that it's too small to make much of a difference, especially since it's been so dry leading into this period. And again, we just stay in this dry pattern. Once we get beyond this weekend, there's not too much. That region does account for a little bit more corn production, around 30% of their late corn production or 20% of their total. But again, these are small numbers. 80 to 90% of each of those crops doesn't see much of anything for another 10 days. And again, it's kind of like September 10th now. This is getting real late.
Things still all good in Brazil?
Well, we don't have any concerns there. There are some thunderstorms around, and they're going to stay around for a couple of weeks, and that will aid their second crop corn production.
The other hot spot on the planet that I know about for sure is the hard red winter wheat growing regions. They received some weekend rainfall. Did that help?
Well, that did help, but the coverage was not nearly as high as what we'd like to see. If you look at the coverage of drought based on rainfall over the last 30, 60, or 90-day periods, it's pretty clear that about 50% of the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop has been much drier than normal and should be classified as experiencing drought. So that's half of your wheat belt, and that includes the rain that fell a few days ago. As we move forward, we're going to see a lot of chances for rain across the U.S. The big question is, will this area see some rain, this dry area that accounts for half of wheat production? That area is basically from the southern half of Kansas through much of Oklahoma and Texas and into eastern Colorado. Essentially that area that experienced the Dust Bowl many, many decades ago. Now, we are going to see some rain across the wheat areas that are already wet, so that half of wheat that's doing great is going to stay great. The other half, again, will see some rain here and there, and we think they probably will see up to a half inch, maybe even an inch of rain. That should alleviate some of that dryness, but whether or not it wipes it out is something we'll have to watch. And keep in mind that the big rain chances there don't start until Wednesday and Thursday of next week, so we have a ways to go until we get there.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mike Tenura from T-Storm Weather in Chicago.